This is Retirement Paradise with Greg Gunther from the Retirement Optimization Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Greg provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now here is Greg Gunther to help you retire in paradise.
Aloha, welcome back to Retirement Paradise. This is Greg Gunther of the Retirement Optimization Group. If you'd like more information about your hair during our show today, give us a call at 808-791-2924 or visit us online at therogroup.org. Now, who couldn't use an extra $50,000 for retirement? That's certainly a lot of road trips and extra rounds of golf, but how do you get that extra $50,000? You don't need to win the lottery. You may just need to assess your financial strategy and your personal timeline and make a few tweaks if necessary. During today's show, we're going to discuss how you may be able to get that extra $50,000 before colluding with a conversation about protecting your savings from a recession. But before we get into our timely topic, let me introduce my co-host with us as always, Tony Shore, who makes our show feel like $1 million.
Well, I might make the show feel like $1 million, but I feel like $100 today. I feel like $100. That's a Chevy Chase line. But anyway, that was a nice compliment, though. I don't know about $1 million, but I sure love being on the show with you, Greg. And for myself, I could definitely use an extra $50,000 in my retirement account. You know, I could always use it. I could always find ways to use it. Let's put it that way. So if you want to just direct deposit that directly into my account for me, that would be great. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, that would be great. but how have you been? Are you keeping busy over there, Greg?
We are actually got a illustrious guest arriving today, and that's my wife's grandfather, going to turn 100. In October, three-war veteran, and we're taking him to Pearl Harbor.
Wow. Incredible. That is so neat that he's coming to visit you in Hawaii and from North Carolina then, right?
Yeah, long he's flying out with his son, my wife's uncle, and it's going to be where he also arranged him to go to Hickam Air Force Base. He was a pilot in the Air Force, and so he's getting a special tour on Hickam, which is right next to Pearl Harbor, so That should be really cool.
That's very cool. Now, do you get to go with him on that tour?
Yes, actually, yeah. We
Hickam?
We're renting a van, and the whole family's going.
Wow. Okay. So they're not just letting him in; they're letting you in too, huh?
Yeah, it should be very interesting.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. Be mind your P's and Q's while you're on that base. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That. but that's great. I think that's fantastic. You're going to have quite a weekend and a 99-year-old coming to visit. That's awesome. That's so great. That's great to have family with that longevity on my dad's side. I have so many aunts and uncles and great grandparents that lived well into their 90s and a few into their 100s. So,
yeah, your grandfather made what, 103?
101, but he 101. Was active up until about 3 months before he passed.
Crazy.
Like, I mean, he was camping and fishing 3 months before, and it was when he was 101. So,
like Grumpy Old Men, like that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it was filmed in Minnesota, so exactly like that movie. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that was filmed very near where my wife grew up. So, in fact, in the scene in the church, the wedding, that was her church growing up, so in the little town of Marine on St. Croix in Minnesota. So, yeah, pretty neat. Yeah, fascinating. Maybe not to the listeners, but I threw it out there. I think listeners want to hear about, okay, how do I get that extra 50 grand in my 401k or my retirement account?
Right. And I have a Kiplinger article titled "Want an Extra 50,000 in Your 401k?" So this details nicely how you can get your hands on that extra money. So let's talk real numbers for a second. So the article says Americans think that they'll need about 1.2 million or so to live comfortably in retirement. That seems to be the consensus goal. Now, if you're listening to that and thinking, well, I'm nowhere near that, you know, don't panic. Don't give up and absolutely certainly don't feel like it's too late. There are ways to shore things up. And one of the most powerful is simple. Work just a little bit longer. And I'm not talking about adding another 5 or 10 years. You know, sometimes just 6 months or a year can move the needle a lot more than you think. That's 6 more months to save, 6 more months before you have to tap into it, 6 more months to let your Social Security payment grow. And if you get a pension, that as well. If you do the math, you see that kind of has a ripple effect. You know, 9 months, a year, just a little more time. It's not about grinding forever. It's about giving yourself a better chance to enjoy the kind of retirement that you've dreamed of. So if you're close but not quite there, just know that you've got options. You know, you've got time and you've got more power than you think.
Well, those are two things you really need, right? You need time and you want to have some options. So that's good to know. And, you know, you really have more power if you're working with somebody like yourself, Greg, a financial services professional. So for our listeners out there, what does working longer mean for them, whether it's an extra 6 months or a year? Let's say, I'm going to work a little longer and wait a year to retire. What does that mean for your Social Security payments?
Yeah, the Social Security would definitely go up. And let's consider where your money sources are going to come from in retirement. Because for most people, it's not just one stream, it's a combination. Social Security is one of them. Sure, maybe you have a pension, your retirement savings, 401k, IRA, TSP, possibly some private investment accounts. And some people might also have a little part-time work or maybe some consulting in the mix. So here's the key. Timing matters. When you retire, and especially when you start receiving Social Security, it can have a major impact on what those income buckets will look like. So your question, let's take Social Security. You can start collecting at 62, but your payment's going to be reduced. It's going to be about 30% or so smaller than if you waited to your full retirement age, which if you're born after 1960, it's 67. You can hold off till 70, and then that gets another 30% bump in the other direction. So it's about 70% at 62 and 130% at 70. Now, I'm not saying you have to wait until 70, but if you're close to your full retirement age, you know, 66 or so, delaying even those 6 months or possibly a year can really make a noticeable difference. That's because your benefits are based on your 35 years highest earnings, and that's adjusted for inflation. And if you're earning more now than you were earlier in your career, like most people do, that extra time helps push that earnings calculation a little bit higher. You also earn a delayed retirement credit after your full retirement age. Whether you're working or not, it goes up by 8%. That's 8% return in 1 year. That's a guarantee. That's a pretty good deal.
Okay, so that's Social Security. That is important. You talk about it a lot on the show because it is the foundation of any solid retirement plan. But what does delaying retirement, even just a little bit, potentially mean for your overall retirement savings then?
Right, and that's the one that constantly moves, right? And let's not beat around the bush, right? The markets this year have been absolutely wild, right? We had a day where it was down 1,000 points and then it's up 2,000, 3,000. I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride. And if you've peeked at your retirement account lately and felt a little queasy, you're not alone. But if your portfolio is taking a hit, one of the smartest moves you can make is to give it that time. You know, even that 6 extra months on the job can give your investments that room it needs to bounce back. And in some cases, you might even come out a little farther ahead. Now, on the flip side, retiring when your accounts are down is like trying to draw water from a well that's half empty. You know, it can shrink how much you can safely withdraw each year, as well as how long your money is going to last. Ultimately, the longer you're in the game, the more those market swings start to smooth out. And it's also important that as you get closer to retirement, you should be in less volatile accounts. You should be in portfolios that have downside protection, ability to make a consistent yield no matter what the market does. These very volatile portfolios are more for your accumulation phase earlier in life. And that's just another reason to work with a financial services professional.
Right. There you go. And I think that it's really important for people to understand that whether the markets are up and down, you, if you're working with a financial professional and have a plan, you can really smooth out those bumps, as you say, and understand how you can build up that savings and you don't have to worry about it being down when you do retire. That's the key. I know that you've helped so many people with this, Greg. Why don't we take a moment here really quick to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that consultation and get a plan in place?
Yeah, having a retirement plan, excuse me, is very, very important. Having a clear picture, knowing exactly where your income sources are going to be coming from, cannot be understated. Also, you're getting exposure to these sophisticated portfolios is important too. If you have any questions about what we discussed during the show today, or if you want to get a plan in place, or you just want a second opinion, give us a call, 808-791-2924, or go to our website, therogroup.org.
All right. Sounds great. And a great discussion so far, talking about securing yourself an extra 50 grand for your retirement. What do you have for us next?
Yeah, let's get our hands on that 50 grand. I'm going to cite that article a little bit. It's got some great details that I'm eager to touch on. The next of which is delaying your retirement for a month or year may also have positive implications for your impending retirement. Now, let's rewind the tape for a second. A few decades ago, retirement was full stop, right? You picked a date, walked out the door. Gold watch, pension, that was it. And you'd start drawing your Social Security and maybe you would dip into your savings. But these days, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You know, more and more people are choosing a phased approach that has them easing into retirement instead of just slamming on the brakes. So you might cut back from 50 hours a week, you know, drop the overtime, maybe shift to part-time. Maybe it's consulting. Maybe it's a freelancing gig. Maybe it's just something that keeps you sharp and brings a little extra, like driving Uber or working at a stadium, you know, for sports or something like that. And here's the beauty of it. You're still earning, which means you're not pulling as much from your retirement accounts yet. So that gives you the more time that needs to grow. And it's not just financially smart, right? Staying active, engaged, it's good for the soul and the mind too. If you're looking ahead and wondering what retirement could look like, just know it's not a cliff anymore. It's more like a ramp, and you get to choose the slope.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. You get to choose the grade. Make sure it's not too steep for you. And I think it's important to note that, hey, if you enjoy your work and it brings you fulfillment while also giving you the time you want with your family, your friends, your hobbies, why retire? I mean, sometimes I think marketing is geared toward people who are near retirement age. And it always says, you know, you're doing something wrong if you don't retire the day you turn 65. We always hear that number. Oh, I'm going to retire at 65. But that's just not the case, right?
That's right. And again, it's not that all or nothing situation, right? Cutting down to that part time, doing the consulting thing. There's a lot of options out there that don't really exist that they didn't have a few decades ago. And let's consider how much you can actually save if you add several months or that year to your career. So let's walk through a real world example, because sometimes numbers tell the story best. Let's say you're 67, you got $500,000 in your 401k. You're earning an average return, let's say 5% a year. Let's go conservative. You're still working and making, say, 150 grand, and you're contributing 10% of that into your retirement account. So if you retire today, your monthly Social Security check, let's say, would be about $2,400. Now, here's what happened if you delayed a little bit. Just add that 6 months. Your 401k could grow by over $22,000, and your Social Security benefit could go up by about $570. So working 9 more months, you'd be looking at an increase of about $34,000 in your 401k and nearly $1,700 more in annual Social Security payments. Then if you stuck it out for another year, your 401k jumps up by about $45,000 and your Social Security gives you that $2,300 extra every year for life. So there's that $50,000, right? Let that sink in. We're not talking about adding another 5 or 10 years here, right? This is 6 months, 9 months, or a year, and it can make a meaningful difference of how confident and comfortable your retirement feels. If you're close, but you're just not quite there, remember that sometimes just a little patience now can buy you a whole lot of peace later.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. And I think when it comes down to brass tacks and somebody needs to decide, hey, should I delay my retirement? What are some of the key factors that you would suggest?
Well, here's the truth. Whether you keep working a little longer or retire right on schedule, that decision depends on you, right? Your finances, your mental and physical health, and also your gut feeling, you know, your emotions about what's the next chapter about. So ask yourself a few simple questions. Do you have a financial plan that makes you feel secure? If the money side feels solid, well, are you mentally ready? Do you have a vision of what your retirement's going to look like? How you're going to be spending your days? You know, that time gap, how are you going to fill that? What'll keep you moving? What'll keep you learning and connected and social? Now, if you answer yes to these questions, then hey, retiring's a no-brainer. But if you're not quite there, you know, that's okay too. You're not behind. You're just being smart. Ask yourself what can I do to adjust right now to feel more confident about the future? And if the answer is working a few more months or a year, there, go for it. That's the answer. You're not just punching at the clock. You're giving your assets more room to grow and your future self a bigger cushion to land on. So this isn't about fear. It's about freedom and doing what sets you up to actually enjoy the years that you've worked so hard for.
Okay, so how can a financial services professional like yourself, Greg, help our listeners determine if they should delay their retirement or not?
Well, a financial service professional can really play a key role in helping you decide whether delaying retirement by a few months or maybe that year would make sense for you. You got to analyze your income sources. You got to look at your Social Security timing, your investment growth potential, your withdrawal strategies, your risk tolerance. All that stuff comes into play, and we'll be able to show you how a short delay can significantly boost your long-term financial strategy. For example, waiting just that 6 to 12 months, not only does it increase your Social Security benefits, it allows for additional savings, reduces the number of years that you're going to have to draw from that. And just beyond the numbers, a financial service professional can also guide you through that emotional and lifestyle ramifications of working longer. When I put plans together for people, I get almost people wanting permission to retire. You know, it's like, are you sure? Is it okay? Can I do it? Like they want you to be able to say, yes, let's do this, go and give. And it's a big, deep breath. It's anxiety. And it's a tough jump for a lot of people to make.
Yeah, I would imagine. And really what we're talking about here isn't just for people who, you know, this all applies to all of us, right? I mean, if you want to increase your benefits, why wouldn't you? You can do these things. And I think everybody out there could benefit from this if they work with a professional. And even if you're not going to delay your retirement, you need to have a plan in place for Social Security, for where your money's going to come from, to deal with market volatility, things like that. So Greg, when it comes to delaying our retirement, it can make a big financial difference. I mean, you cited numbers at the beginning of the show that were pretty amazing. I mean, I think we can get to $50,000 using compounding interest and a really good balanced plan. If you work 6 months or a year longer, you can easily get there, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the next thing I want to touch on, too, is kind of a timely topic, Tony. It's the volatility of the market.
Sure. Right.
And a Yahoo Finance article has good insights on this, and it's 5 ways to recession proof your savings. And it has some good insight. So let's talk about the first step when money feels tight. And no, I'm not talking about sacrifice. It's about strategy. So step one, take a good, honest look at your budget. Now, not in a stressful way, but let's get clear on what's actually happening kind of way. You know what I mean? Use a money app if that helps, or a spreadsheet, or just a notebook and a pen. You know, the goal is to see where your dollars are going and where you can start plugging the leaks. And you can start small, right? Maybe you don't need 4 streaming services. You know, maybe you subscribe to some kind of newsletter that you never read anymore. Maybe a grocery list might keep you from those impulse buys, right? Also, not shopping hungry is a good tip too. And the meal plan, That saves not just money, but it saves time and stress too. Now, if things are really tight, don't be afraid to think bigger. That could be putting a freeze on unnecessary spending, maybe looking at better insurance rates. None of this means failure. It means that you're in control and you're making moves that, again, your future self will thank you for. You don't need to do everything all at once. Just take the smart step and do the next one.
Sure. And, you know, obviously, one step at a time is what you're saying. And, you know, budgeting is a powerful tool, but it's not that hard. I mean, people put it off. They grumble, but look at it on a regular basis and also schedule check-ins with a financial services professional. Meet with them regularly. That's a great way to stay on track, too.
Yes. Yes. Things change so rapidly. If the market's got you spooked, you know, there's always adjustments you can make to preserve a little bit more, create a little more income. There's lots of things that you got to kind of course correct as you go through this journey. And one of the most important pieces of it, too, that's kind of often neglected by a lot of financial services professionals is the emergency fund. That's a really important aspect of your financial plan because life has a sense of humor, right? Just when you're feeling good about your finances, then boom, your car won't start or your cat needs emergency surgery or, you know, your AC goes out or something happens. And it's right before retirement too, washing machine, you know, you name it. And that's why having a little stash of cash is so powerful. It's not about being paranoid. It's about being prepared. You don't have to hit that big 3 to 6 months expense right away. That's the kind of rule of thumb for emergency fund. Start where you are, you know, $1,000, $100, even $50, just a small cushion to keep you from reaching that credit card, you know, that when life throws you a curveball. Remember, the goal is more peace of mind, not necessarily perfection, and you can build it brick by brick.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's always better to pay for, say, that new washer and dryer with cash rather than putting it on plastic, putting it on a card that might have anywhere from 18% to 30% interest.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's go the other way with that, too. Let's put your cash to work. If you've got money sitting in an old savings account earning next to nothing, you know, like 0.1%, it's time to start thinking about upgrading. There are some high yield savings accounts out there that are offering 4%. So if your money's not earning a decent return, that's time to maybe make a change with that as well. Now, will this rate, your 4% rate, say, last forever? Probably not. You know, it usually is an intro offer for 6 months or a year, but banks are always competing for new customers. So keep your eyes open. When sure. The economy softens, you know, rates do tend to drop. But then even a high yield account is almost always going to outperform your basic checking and savings. So this is low effort, high impact stuff. And it's one more way to make sure your money is working as hard for you as it can.
Yeah, exactly. And I know there are a lot of vehicles that can provide at least some growth while maintaining, you know, principal protection, like a MIGA, for example, or something like that, where your principal's protected, you earn on it. But you know what? Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time for today's show, Greg. It's been a good one. Do you have anything else before we say goodbye and conclude the show?
Well, getting a plan in place, again, very important, not just the long-term stuff, but the short-term stuff, your budget, your emergency fund, it's all part of the game. If you would like some help getting a plan in place, or if you have any comments, questions of what you heard during our show today, I invite you to please give us a call at 808-791-2924 or visit us online at therogroup.org.
All right, sounds good. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Paradise with our host, Greg Gunther.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Paradise. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Greg Gunther at the Retirement Optimization Group. Call 808-791-2924 or visit their website at therogroup.org.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.